a brother?
Spock.
His brother's Spot.
That's stupid.
Yeah, don't Vulcans do it like a litter? Like,
oh, just,
I think so. I think so.
I was the runt of the litter.
I want to say Spock does have a brother, but I can't confirm.
I had to fight for a teat. My mother had 7 teats, and we had to fight over the teats.
I mean, there's a couple of like Star Trek siblings, though, because Worf has a brother.
Oh, of course.
Very famous.
Tony Todd.
Tony Todd, absolutely. I was watching some DS9 with Tony Todd a couple weeks back. And then, of course, Data.
Oh,
lore. The very famous lore.
Scotty's got a brother, Farty. This is my brother, Farty.
He looked like Shrek.
Oh, look, thank you so much, Captain, for getting Farty a job in the kitchen. Come in, Farty.
Oh, my God. All the food would smell horrible. Yeah.
It would. It would smell just awful.
Everyone's got, like, pink eye now.
Farty doesn't wash his hands.
Farty's a little sloppy.
I put some poop in it.
Yes, that was it.
Now, Scotty, you got to tell Farty that he has to wear pants in the kitchen. I know he doesn't like to.
I got to tell you, Jim, Farty's a really good guy. Conjunctivitis or no.
He's nothing like my brother Skin.
Just stay away from the bouillabaisse.
So this episode starts off with they are
Farty's
tracking,
baking a cake.
Right.
And he spills some ingredients everywhere.
Oh, that bumbling fat ass trying to take it up to the bridge. And he falls like an idiot.
He puts it down, he bends over, but then there's a fart.
Yes. There's not enough lowbrow physical comedy on Star Trek. Star Trek has got too much values to do that. They really need to fart it up.
They really should fart it up a lot. I mean, note for you, Picard show. How about cutting the cheese every once in a while?
Oh, look at Cham. It's a Scotty's. He also was trapped. Scotty's brother Farty was trapped also in a transport array.
Oh, hello there. Admiral Farty. Yeah. I don't know what we're doing here, Joe Piscopo.
He shouldn't be such a Catskill. It's the 80s. Obviously, we're doing this a little bit for the stand-up comedy boom. Have him in like this suit with the black t-shirt, and he's doing like airline jokes or whatever. Like, that's sort of something.
Yeah, exactly. Or like put him in a fucking ridiculous leather thing and he's ripping off Eddie Murphy.
Or
like,
he's wearing Robin Williams suspenders. He's free associating. Something.
Right. Maybe he's got a sledgehammer and a watermelon.
Oh, but yeah, that.
Come here, you stupid robot. I'm going to smash you good, mister.
Well, actually, good news. After the Moriarty incident, I went through the holodeck and I removed some things. Gallagher is gone. I erased.
But Captain, I learned that to be funny, you have to destroy things like Gallagher does. That is why I set the photon torpedoes to fire onto that colonist vessel.
Data, just watch George Carlin, okay?
It's too late, Captain. They went kersplat.
I'm an emotionless robot.
I can captain a starship, Picard.
Oh, yeah. Gallagher emerges from the holodeck and takes over.
Oh, totally,
so
dude.
Good.
I can do what Patrick Stewart does. I'm bald.
What the fuck is all this watermelon all over the floor?
Oh, this is disgusting. It smells great, but it's disgusting.
So, Connor's fucking his way through Starfleet at this point. And
this holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.